This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
'Tis the season. Christmas right around the corner. Mm-hmm. Heather,
I have never been more excited for Christmas. I mean, maybe when I was a kid, clearly.
Well, that's because the Lions are playing on Christmas.
Don't
We're all excited.
Me
we
about
are all
that.
Very excited for Christmas Day.
Forgot. I wasn't thinking about that.
I know you would.
It's just such a fun time of the year, and the kids are getting a little bit older and are getting a little bit more into it themselves. They're excited for Christmas. Super pumped to see Santa. We've been, you know, talking about, you know, getting everyone gifts, but also things that they would like to ask Santa for, and they've made lists and, you know, they know who Santa is, and we've been talking a lot about it. So I was so excited to go see Santa. And we went and we met with him. We brought our list in our hand, and it went horribly wrong. Like, it went horribly bad. It went worse than last year. Like, last year, Emily was able to at least sit there. She didn't speak to him because it was a little intimidating, but she handed him her list and he sat there and read it out loud, and she sat there with him, and it was adorable. This year, now that Brooks is a little bit older, he got very frightened, started instantly crying, like, no, I'm not going over there. And because of that, I think Emily kind of fed off of his energy and was like, whoa, okay, he's acting this way. Maybe I should be a little bit more apprehensive.
It's a big hairy dude.
And she basically just hid behind our legs the whole time. And Santa did read her list out loud. So he received the list and Brooks's list. That was great, right? I walked out of there and I was a little bummed because, of course, I got her all. We got everyone dressed up. We're going to get this great family photo, too. We can maybe use it on the Christmas card. And I was kind of like, oh, man, that was it, Emily. You met Santa. You know, that's your chance. And Colin thinks that, well, we can bring them back to meet Santa again and kind of do it again.
Like a do-over.
And I kind of said, well, no, that you go one time, you go and you see the big guy, you give him your list. You're not going to do a do-over.
Well, so first of all, I don't think there's any rules.
There's no rules.
Regarding this.
No, there's definitely no rules.
But you felt strongly about this. To the point where Colin had to tell you, like,
he was like, you got to just, yeah, you back, you just calm down. Because I was just
that
like,
was your chance. Your one chance, like, and you, like, blew it.
I didn't quite say that, but he felt like that's kind of what
the
I was
energy
doing
you were giving,
to
yeah.
a four-year-old, right? It was like, Heather, you got to calm down. Yeah. Like, she's four and he's two. It's going to be okay. But they were so excited, though, right? Like, so excited, knew what they were going to say. Like, we talked, you know, they were just so pumped at home. And I felt bad that it went that way. And maybe I shouldn't, because maybe they feel fine about it. But he would like to go back and see Santa again.
What was Emily talking about in the car on the way home? Did she ever voice, I want to see Santa again, or did I just mess this up, mommy?
No, not at all. She didn't say anything like that. The only thing she talked about was not liking the candy cane he gave her because it was a peppermint one and she didn't like it.
I can understand that.
Yes, I can too.
If you saw Santa again, would you bring a new list? Or you've already given the list? Does she get to go through the list again? How would that go if you
she wants to write another list? And I did tell her, you know, well, we did already give him the list and Santa.
Yeah, but you can always make edits.
You can, but remember, Santa is not gonna get everything on your lists. So she does want to write another list.
Well, yeah, but Santa's not going to get everything on the list, but you can always give Santa more options.
Of course, more options are great. But you know, will Santa remember that she already gave him the list?
Right. Did you, a lot of kids.
Did you guys attempt to sit there with Santa?
And Colin and I got a great photo.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yes. Kids are in the corner crying. Yes. Yeah.
Colin and I got a beautiful photo with Santa, and both kids were basically crying on our laps. Uh-huh. Yes.
So we've had this issue with Teddy, and all of the kids early on had an issue with Santa Claus where they didn't want to sit there by themselves. So there's a lot of pictures of me holding multiple kids with Santa. And most recently, because Teddy is so much younger than his siblings, we try and take the older siblings at the same time. And now that a couple of them are in college, sometimes the calendar works out, sometimes it doesn't. And so there are a lot of Teddy's pictures with the Easter Bunny, with Santa, with, you know, Ruby holding him, or Ellie, or Lucy. Jack still, you know, he's not obviously scared of Santa, but he's just never been a part of that equation because he's always in school. We try and do it during the day. But I don't think there's any issue with doing the do-over.
So if you go, Teddy's going to go and see Santa this year.
Yeah, we've been warming him up to it.
So have us. I thought I was.
You thought so.
Well, if Teddy goes and freaks out and is like, heck no, I'm not going over there by that guy, will you go again and try to a second
time?
We might give
it another chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so whenever we've been at the mall walking around, we always go up because they've been putting Santa's sleigh together for some time.
Sure. Mm-hmm,
and this is the first year where Teddy saw Santa's sleigh and he said, is Santa here? And so we'd walk over. There's nobody in Santa's chair. So that's kind of our way of hopefully warming him up to what is eventually to come, him sitting alone with Santa.
Yeah. I'm going to ask a dumb question because I don't have kids. Are you paying to see Santa when you go and see Santa?
No.
It depends. Typically, no, you don't pay to see Santa, but you pay for the pictures.
Okay, that's where they get you.
Not me. I will never pay for a photo.
You'll just snap one on your phone and...
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my own pictures, of course. Yeah, I think we may have discussed this last year. Yeah, I am not going to pay to get a photo with Santa or the Easter Bunny.
I have no problem spending the $15 that it costs to get a professional photo with Santa.
Because these are precious moments that you want documented. It's why you're there to see
generally,
Santa.
So the other thing that happens is if Teddy is sitting there previously with one of his siblings, is trying to get him to look at the camera.
Sure.
And so I'm the one that's dancing around, doing all of the stupid things I'm standing behind Lisa trying to get him to look at me, but in turn, look at the camera. And so I think one of the more fun things to do is to actually go watch other people see Santa, because then you get to see mom and dad do all of these stupid things.
Sure.
So your vote is you get as many meetings with Santa as you want. The more the merrier, 'tis the season. Heather, your vote was you got one shot.
Yeah, that's your shot.
I kind of felt the same way. Again, I'm not qualified to answer this, but my thought was, yeah, you go see Santa. It's a once a year thing. You build it up. You do it. You experience it. You give him the list. Well, what do you want this year? Have you been a good boy or a good girl? And that was it, man. And then you sit back and let the presents roll in.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Or if you are a very perceptive young lady, are you sitting there on Christmas Eve going, well, maybe Santa is upset with me because I was crying when I saw him, or maybe he didn't really get a hit chance to hear my list because I was crying?
We have reiterated with Emily specifically that Santa did get your list. He does have your list, so he does know what you want. Even if you didn't want to look at him, he looked at you and he got your list, so he knows what you want. So we do say that to her, so at least she feels confident that he knows what she wants.
So what's your main concern about not seeing him the second time?
Like, I don't want to spoil...
Cheapen it?
Yeah, like it's magical, the one-time thing, you go and do it, and the more you, if you go over and over and over and see Santa like multiple times, it's just kind of like not as magical.
Christmas is a magical time, John. Couple texts. So the kids saw Santa and said, pass.
Yes.
Brooks, the same kid they brought to a haunted house to scare? No wonder he's afraid of the big guy.
It's true. I forgot about that.
Yes, I guess you did scar him.
Not going well there. More of your response, 248-539-9797-971.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.